Good morning, everyone. It's this wonderful, lovely Thursday, the 4th of November. And it really is an honor for me to share these moments with you each morning this week as we read and think about what God's Word is telling us. Today, we're reading Psalm 84 from the Amplified Version, you know, that very loud one. Psalm 84 from verse 1. To the chief musician, set to a Philistine lute, or possibly a particular Gittite tune. A psalm of the sons of Korah. How lovely are your tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul yearns, yes, even pines, and is homesick for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out and sing for joy to the living God. Yes, even the sparrow has found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed, or happy, fortunate, to be envied, are those who dwell in your house and in your presence. They will be singing your praises all day long. Selah. Or pause and calmly think of that. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart are the highways to Zion. Passing through the valley of weeping, or the valley of Baca, they make it to a place of springs. The early rains also fills the pools with blessings. They go from strength to strength, increasing in victorious power. Each of them appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold our shield, the King as your agent, O God. And look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand anywhere else. I would rather be a doorkeeper and stand at the threshold in the house of my God than to dwell at ease in the tents of the wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows present grace and favor and future glory and honor and splendor and heavenly bliss. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied, is the man who trusts in you, leaning and believing on you, committing all and confidently looking to you, and that without fear or misgiving. Wow, what a nice way of expounding on Psalm 84. Now we will keep our focus today on verses 9 to 11, affirming that our trust is in you, O my Lord. In verse 8, the psalmist cries out to God, pleading that God would listen to and act upon what he is saying or singing to God. And the very first area he prays into is that of the rulers over him, the government. You see, he has another example of praying for those who govern in our town, as we are instructed to do in 1 Timothy 2:2. Pray this way for kings and all who are in authority, so that we can live peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity. You see, we should never give up praying for those who are in authority over us. The role of the king at that time was that of protector, illustrated here as a shield. And the king was identified when he was anointed with oil by a prophet from God. Now, this is also a word picture of the coming Messiah. Now, throughout this psalm, we are challenged to trust God, to rely on Him. We would call this walking by faith and deciding to put His will for our life ahead of our own will. And when we do that, God will see to all our needs. This is His promise in verse 11. It's repeated by Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Listen to this, verse 11. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right. And in Matthew 6, verse 33, seek the kingdom of God above all else. Live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. Now, Shirley and I experienced the reality of these promises when I started working full-time at the church. For the first few years, we noticed that none of us were sick, nor did we need to replace our shoes or clothing. Even our food was supplied every month by donations from the supermarkets. We experienced that God is good, and that this was true, and this is true all the time. For the children of God, the Lord is all we need. He is like the sun that shines, that source of life and light. He is our provision. He is our protection. Because we know that if the sun stopped shining on this earth, all life would cease. And so God continues to maintain His creation, faithfully causing the sun to rise each morning. Truthfully, without God, there would be no physical nor spiritual life. Isaiah 60 verses 19 and 20 says, "No longer will the sun be your light by day, or the moon be your light by night. I, the Lord, will be your eternal light. The light of my glory will shine on you. Your days of grief will come to an end. I, the Lord, will be your eternal light, more lasting than the sun and the moon." Romans chapter 5 says, "Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us to this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory." This is the wonder of God, whom we trust completely with our life. Amen.